You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
As we welcome you back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, I sense happiness, a lot of happiness, because the Dog Bowl is electrified today. Matt Wilhelm's here. Joe Juravicius is here. Michael Regge in for Nathan Zagura. Nathan's on assignment, and we'll catch up with Nathan on Sunday on game day. I've got to remind all of you that Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers are your ticket. Bottom line best when it comes to Browns fans like you. Their loyalty for the team, and they're always about the team, is unconditional. So make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns. That's OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and designations as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, they've got all the X's and O's you need to make sure your office is putting together the right plays for Sharp products and playbooks for you, your business. You'll love them. Give them a call. 216-485-2000 or visit OhioBusinessMachines.com. All right, the Browns getting set to go, as we know. A business trip for this football team. Mike Pettine kind of decreeing it as such, but we want your thoughts. You could call your shot with us today on our Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. Call your shot for Sunday. Give us your Browns that are stock up, as in maybe flying under the radar a little bit, but playing the type of football that is helping this team reach the heights they want. All right, let's start out right here around the big league city of Cleveland, Streetsboro, big Browns town. Here's Joey. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Rez, how you doing today?
Doing great, man. Glad you got aboard with us.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I think first I'm going to call my shot. I'm going to say 31-17 Browns.
That's exactly what I got. red zone last night, yeah.
There's a player that I believe, he may not be flying under the radar, but Taj Gibson, I'll tell you what, I think the cat's playing at a Pro Bowl level, and he's doing a really, really good job of what I think may be suspect of the back end a little bit. He's making up for a lot of mistakes, so I think the cat's making up for other players' mistakes, shall I say. I think the cat's playing at a Pro Bowl level, and if he keeps doing what he's doing, he will make the Pro Bowl. Go Browns!
I appreciate it, Joey.
Yeah, just speaking of Taj Gibson, Taj is actually was questionable. Hey, Sean.
He wanted to drop the
That's the Bulls player, right? Taj
that's
Gibson.
Taj Gibson's right. A power forward.
Exactly. Yeah. Tashaun Gibson, but he's actually questionable with a thigh injury.
Yeah.
Questionable is if you practice on Friday and you're questionable, it means you're going to play. Joe, you know that.
Everybody knows that. You know, I saw Gip a couple weeks ago with Nathan, and one of the questions I asked him is what he's taking from Dante Whitner right now. And his whole demeanor, it was kind of like he smiled for the reason simply that he's learning from him. He knows what it's like to become a professional, how to study, how to take care of his body, how to get in the training room, how to get in the weight room, how to dissect film. And obviously we're seeing all of that help him out right now because he is playing at that type of level right now. He looks as if he is going to be one of the elite in the National Football League.
I agree with you, Joe. Tom Heckert, former Browns GM, brought him in here a couple years ago as a free agent. And I love the way he's around the football. He's a studier. He's a guy that seems to be, he can, you know, be a difference maker. He'll come up with that big pass breakup. He'll come up with that pick. And I think, too, guys, Matt, he supports the run pretty well.
He does. Well, both of them are asked. You might think, well, one's technically a free safety and one's technically a strong safety. But I think that this scheme is unique to me, and that's the one thing that I'm doing, you know, being in this building every day, is chomping at the bit to dive in. Coach, give me a playbook. You know, help me understand those concepts. Help me understand the why, the who, the how, and what you're doing. But I love the fact, even from outside looking in, is it's mixed match. You don't know who's going to be down. You know, in some cases, it's a little bit like what San Diego has with a guy like Eric Weddle. Diverse. He can come down and hit you. He can rush off the edge, but yet he's also back there 25, 30 yards deep, covering his corners and covering his guys up and making that ball for that errant throw. He's in the right place at the right time. And when you get picks like that, you know you've studied. And it's not just by luck, it's because of your play.
This this division, the AFC North, we've had some pretty good safeties as of recent. You know, Ed Reed, Troy Polamalu.
Yeah.
And again, those guys are obviously, one's out of the NFL. The other one is probably on the latter part of his career here. And I think there's ample opportunity for him to step up and be that next guy.
Yeah, I like that thought, too. And he's a kid that wants it. When you talk to him, he wants to be an elite player in the National Football League. And what a find he's been for the Cleveland Browns. And, Joey, that is an excellent, excellent call by you with Tashawn Gibson.
Yeah, one other point that I just want to make, too, and, again, it is not by any means – a knock against Tashawn Gibson is, but he's an undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
He's hungry to get paid. He's right. His play always the past helps. Two seasons, you know, what, 8 interceptions, I think, at right. this point is top 5 in the NFL over yeah. the course of the last 2 seasons.
Mm-hmm.
He's hungry to go get a paycheck, and again, his play is proving he will deserve that when the time is right.
No question. I think, again, when you look at the things that he's doing out there on the field, he's becoming a leader. We all know that he is a big play guy.
Yeah.
We have an opportunity for a big play every time that guy steps on the field. So
yep.
why not?
And yep.
if you know that, and the success that he's had earlier in his career, last year, what he's doing this year, you're talking about getting paid, man. Those guys know they like that success. It's always good to feel success. It's like going to a restaurant and getting a dish for the first time and like, man, I really like that. And then every single time you go back, you just do it because you really like it. He likes picking balls off. He likes having his name called. He likes when the fans do it. So why not continue that? Go get yourself
And
paid.
Joe, I mean, one other point that I want to make before we move on to the next caller is, Joe, we both know that pocketbook starts to open up, not only when you play well personally, but when the team plays well and there's that winning atmosphere and you're part of that winning atmosphere and you're part of the future, that pocketbook opens up. They're adding zeros. That's a very, very good thing.
Love and winning.
Or you could take less zeros to help the team out in the future.
Could do. That's a little ways down the road, though. When they start asking you to do that, that means you are premier and you've already had a lot of those zeros in that previous deal, right?
Tom Brady, I was just listening to some of the things that he's done so that the yep. last 3-4, he's supposed to make like $7 million, $8 million, and $9 million in the next 3 years.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
yep.
grossly underpaid for a guy of his caliber.
He'll be one of the lowest paid quarterbacks right. in the National Football League for this year at those money levels.
And then
yeah.
the thing that's so interesting about that, it sets him up. So,
yep.
I don't know.
No, it does. It's good. No question about it.
Gip's in that area where he's going to be able to kind of call his own shots here if he keeps yep. playing the way he does.
Absolutely. Here's Larry joining us in the Dog Bowl on Cleveland Browns Daily. What's happening, Larry?
How you doing, Michael?
Great to hear from you, man.
Great to hear from you. I'm going to call my shot. Browns, 28. Jaguars, 14.
2-touchdown win.
Yes.
On the road.
It's unanimous so far.
Like it. Like it. Larry, you have a player that you're really enjoying their play as their stock rises on this football team?
Our quarterback, Hoyer.
You're going straight to the crux of the matter. Larry's not half-stepping.
Safe bet right
He's
there.
He's not half-stepping, is he, guys? He's just going right
no,
to
he's
it
not.
With the trigger man.
And the good thing about this is, and what we're going to hear from more callers is, you can pick a lot of names because there's a lot of guys playing extremely well, which has put us in a position to be 3-2 and go get our fourth victory this soon into a football season. And it just goes to show when you play team football and you win football teams collectively, there are individuals that shine, there are individuals that have that rise, and that will continue to have to happen. Talking about K'Wan Williams being ruled out, Justin Gilbert is one of those guys yeah. that's going to have to rise. Yeah.
What do you say we head to the other side of the world, but a beautiful other side of the world? I know Browns Nation is rising up on Friday in Hawaii.
Wow.
Dennis, welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily. What's going on in beautiful Hawaii, Dennis?
Aloha. Let me tell you something, fellas. We're pumped out here.
Mahalo.
Mahalo. Hey, you know, I'm calling from Honolulu, Hawaii Browns backers. We got about 50 strong out in Waikiki at the King's Pub, always cheering on the Brownies. And I tell you what, we're pumped every morning, 7 in the morning. It's a little tough getting up to watch those Brownies sometimes. But thank goodness to the Power Hour and the support of our bar there. It's good time.
Bloody Mary.
Let me tell you
that Hawaiian coffee, too, right?
that's what Bloody Mary
oh,
is
yeah.
for, man.
You got
we'll help set Hawaiian coffee. Are you familiar with that?
Oh, yeah. Definitely familiar.
Of course you are.
Hey, so I'm an active duty military guy out here in the Air Force out at Hickam Air Force Base. And, you know, last year they brought the Pro Bowl team out here to practice on base, and it was exclusive to the military members and their families, and it was awesome. And I tell you what, I heard a lot of grumbling about the amount of Browns players we had representing.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you also, Joe Hayden, he might be a prophet, because it's going to bring me up to my guy on defense. That's Buster Screen. I got to talk to Joe Hayden down at Waikiki, and I asked him, hey, TJ's here, you're here, our defensive back is missing one to you know, basically trump the AFC for starting defensive backs. And he said, I'm going to tell you, Buster Screen's going to be here next year. And he's my guy right now. Every time he makes a play, the whole bar yells out, Scrine! So he's our guy. He's our guy. So
some of the announcers still call him Scrine, too. They didn't read their pronunciation guide. I like that, though, from you, Dennis, because I've always, you know, people talk about Buster Speed, and Dennis, we appreciate mahalo from, as you said, from Honolulu. Buster Screen plays physically, guys, that belies his, you know, you look at him about 5'9", about a buck 85, but he come up and lay a wallop on you now. Buster loves to be around the football. I've noticed that even more so than the speed. This guy, for his size, is a physical corner.
It's always good when you have somebody that may be small in stature that's not afraid to go light somebody up. And again, when you have the guys that you're playing with now, Joe Hayden, Dante Whitner, Gipp, when you're able to look across from you or look behind you at the safety level or look on the other side and see that cornerback named Joe Hayden.
I want to do that too.
You're stepping your game up. And that's what's so good. It's contagious around here right now. Yeah. I think that there are so many good people in different positions right now that it's hard to look, not look at your teammate and say, I've got to step my game up here. I've got to play big. So I think this is all great. And it's all, obviously, Screen's doing a great job. Buster's doing a great job right now being able to step his game up because everybody else on that D is doing it right now.
And love that from you guys, too. Browns Nation stepping up today with Tashawn Gibson and Buster Screen. And, of course, Brian Hoyer, the trigger man, too.
That's Dr. Obvious right there.
That's all right. Look, it takes 53. All right, and next men up a lot of times, which we're going to get into a little bit later on. Don't go away. We're just getting rolling. But when we come back, we're going to go into the camp of the opposition this week. Pro Bowler on the offensive line during his playing days, Tony Boselli, now part of the Jacksonville Jaguars radio broadcast team. Boselli will join, so we'll get an idea of what's going on with Blake Bortles and Gus Bradley's football team. Don't go away. All that's coming up next. Wilhelm's here. Juravicious here. I'm Reggae. We got you where you need to be in the Dog Bowl on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.